say someone who has a lot of money but never spends any money.
He's stingy.
Okay. Anything else you might say about him?
Well, he don't want to spend it, I guess.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call him a tight...
Tight wad.
Okay.
Tight wad.
And when you use the word common about a person, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Do you ever talk about a person being common?
Yeah. I think I have. I don't know. I can't remember all I ever said and done all these many years.
Would you say it's a good thing or a bad thing to say about a person, to say that they're common?
Well, I don't think it would be either one. He wouldn't be either bad nor good.
I mean, it just means he's sort of average person?
I guess
person.
So.
And, say if you're talking about an old person who still gets around real well, doesn't get tired, you'd say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still...
Still can go.
Uh-huh.
And do what he wants to do.
But you say he's spry or peppy or glib or something like that?
Yeah, spry. He's still spry.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still, I can't help feeling a little...
Feel worried about them.
Or a little...
Scared.
Uh-huh. You say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You'd say you felt...
Uneasy.
And someone say, oh, it's going to be all right. Just don't...
Don't worry.
And you say there's nothing... Say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
nutty.
Uh-huh. Anything else you might say?
Well, acts funny.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use the word queer or quar?
Yeah, she acts queer, queer.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people call it acting crazy.
Uh-huh. What does it mean when you say someone acts queer?
I don't know. What
would you think that a queer person would be like?
I don't know.
Do you ever use that word yourself, or have you just heard it, or?
I don't think I've ever used it.
And someone who makes up his own mind and then it's no use arguing with him, he's not going to change his mind. You might tell him, don't be so...
Hard-headed.
Okay. No, Doc.
He ain't going to get there with you.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
He gets mad.
Okay. You say he's awfully...
He's awfully quick-tempered.
Okay. And someone's about to lose their temper. You might tell them, now just keep...
Quiet.
Okay. And say if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Tired.
Anything else you might say?
I don't know.
Say if you were very, very tired, you'd say you were just...
Give out.
Okay. Or just completely...
Wore out.
Okay. And, say if someone wasn't feeling too well, you might say, well, he came home early from work today because he...
Didn't feel good.
Or he, what, sick?
He's sick.
Uh-huh. You say he got sick or took sick or...
Well, either one.
What would you say?
I say got sick.
Okay. And, say someone went outside and got out in the rain and came in and was sneezing and...
Don't take a cold.
Okay. And, if it affected his voice, you'd say he was...
Hoarse.
And if he does that, you say...
Got a cold.
Okay. And,
you better turn the leaves fast, but we ain't gonna get on, you don't.
Huh?
You better turn them leaves fast or you ain't gonna get on.